Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Just hit me. We have another Sanders on the team. And so then DeAndre Carter is not on the team, right? And so maybe, just maybe, we could have a Sanders 2 jersey coming into play. It's my it's my Raheem Sanders.
Carter's
jersey.
Still on the team.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He did make the team.
Yeah. They really, I think it was Jordan Schultz.
Why is that I got so confused on this? This happened yesterday, too.
Jordan Schultz tweeted it out. In fairness, I was, until I saw the 53-man roster, I thought it was off, too. It's all Jordan, Jordan Schultz, very good reporter. You've confused us, Jordan.
You can't miss on these things, yeah. Jordan. This is, it's going to, until we see him out there returning kicks, I'll still be surprised he's on the team.
But the Browns have waived Brendan Bates, tight end, and cornerback Dom Jones. They've also announced their practice squad. Sal Canella, Caden Davis, Christopher Edmonds, Ralph Holly, Lamarian James, Sam Kamara, Amani Marshall, Julian Aquara, and Travion Williams. So all those guys in the practice squad as of right now have spent time with the Browns during the preseason. So that's the latest actual news on there. I do think there is, and I hinted to this yesterday.
Yeah.
But I think it's been interesting in listening and, you know, the Browns have preached what this season is going to be about for them offensively. And I believe them, by the way. You know, I'm the first person to be like, I'm not entirely sure about that. That seems like something you would lie about. I think the Browns' intention is run heavy, build off the play action, and throw when you have to, and bank on an elite defense. And so the big it term, if you've been listening to sports talk radio this month, has been ball control.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. By the way, just in fairness, a lot of teams going to try ball control this year. So yeah, yeah. The Browns, and they also want to play good defense. So there's not a lot that's unique about the Browns other than their margin for error isn't what it is with other teams. And to me, that's why it always made more sense to start Joe Flacco than Dylan Gabriel, no matter who they like more or invested in more, is Joe gives you more upside when it comes to big plays. I have a feeling, and we'll see week one, because that's going to be a great test against a bad defense.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that if you're trying to establish an identity right off the rip, and that identity is run heavy, you might end up neutering Joe Flacco in a way that precipitates a quicker demise of Joe Flacco, because Joe Flacco's value to you as a team subsides off the balance of good big plays and bad big plays.
Right.
But if you're just diminishing the play opportunities, the opportunities to throw the ball, well, while you might be diminishing the downside, you might also be diminishing and sterilizing the upside of this. And I kind of think that's not the way you should go.
So, I mean, the Browns, obviously, they led the league last year in interceptions. And so that's why when they say turn the ball over and they want to make sure that they have ball control, like it does have some sense of being valid based off of that they were so awful with it last year. But I thought a lot of this talking and them trying to basically replicate what the Steelers do, I think that was based off the function of Kenny Pickett starting and then Dylan Gabriel being the backup.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Kenny Pickett's not the starting quarterback, because if Pickett was, then that's what you do. Also, I think a lot of this had Judkins being in line to be the starting running back as well, which is another part of this equation that just isn't true. No Judkins and then Joe Flacco means you got to let Joe Flacco eat.
Yeah, are we going to go with you got to let him eat or you got to let him cook? Is Cook too close to Russ?
I think of Marshawn Lynch then with like the bowl of cereal and he's just eating, or really the Zeke Elliott.
I was gonna say Zeke Elliott.
And he's just eating and he's just getting after it. And you're like, is that Fruit Loops? Is it gold? What are you eating? I have no idea. But that's what I'm doing with Joe Flacco.
I feel like the only chance you have to supersede expectations, because there's meeting expectations or slightly surpassing them, which is 6 wins, right? And we'll get into that in that whole bag of potato chips that I just think is just soggy at best. But like, I think you gotta let Joe Flacco be Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. And I think you do have to let him cook. Now, obviously, when Joe averaged 41 passing attempts at the end of the season in 2023, when that happened matters, right? Like, you're more liable to lock into an ideology. We gotta set this identity for ourselves early in a season.
Yeah, like at the end of the season a couple years ago, it wasn't like you were trying to build something with Joe. You really were just like, all right, Joe, if you find something, great. And they did. They found something, which was awesome. But it was like a 5% chance of it happening. And then you just kind of roll with it. And they did. They rode the hot hand.
I think if you err on the side of ball control, even though that, and here's why I think they might do this, because that's how you set up to turn the keys over to Dylan Gabriel. Like, if you have the no risky, no bisky offense, if Joe Flacco is throwing the ball 41 times a game, 41 pass attempts per game, and no matter if they win or lose, and then you try and turn the keys over to Dylan Gabriel, there's not going to be structure for him to step into. I mean, meaning
the
transition.
It's going to be different is all.
Well, but the transition's going to be difficult. Whereas if you limit Joe's throws to 30 to 33.
Yeah, but I can't limit Joe to try to set up Dylan.
I think it makes sense that you would do that.
I'm
playing devil's advocate on this one because I'm right where you are. But if the ideal goal is by week 6 or week 8 or week 9, week 9's the bye, but week 10, it's Dylan's team, then as much as you want to, you're going to be constantly pulled in one direction. Either we're trying to win, Joe throws more, that's good. Or ball control, setting up the run, establishing a dominant run game, no matter who your running back is, that's predicated on a great offensive line. And that favors the transition from Joe to Dylan. And
I think they like Dylan, but I think that's a bad plan if that's the plan. Like, you have to let Joe be Joe and give him a real chance. And you really can't have Dylan Gabriel in the back of your mind at all when thinking about Joe.
I would tend to agree with you, but I think there's been such a national, so many people have come around to the idea of Dylan playing early. This goes back to what's the plan and why having a plan or not having a plan or concepts of a plan matter, right? Because if your plan is to win as many games as possible, then you don't have any concepts of a plan for Dylan Gabriel. You're going to run with Joe until the legs come out from under you, right? At the same point, because everybody might not have alignment, or because Kevin might see what he's been longing for this entire damn time in Dylan Gabriel, right? Shut up. Do what I tell you to do. Don't turn the ball over. Those two things are at odds with each other. Building for the future, seeing what you've got in the future, seeing what you've got in Dylan Gabriel is absolutely at odds with what's best for winning, which is let Joe cook. And if you ask me right now, I know there's how I think you should attack it if you're trying not to lose that locker room, but there are so many variables in this I don't definitively know. Maybe I'm overvaluing the preseason game.
Maybe.
I really worry that they're going to try and tamp down what Joe does, and I'm sorry. There are just certain quarterbacks that no risky, no bisky is how you live with them.
So wait, I mean, even in the preseason game, I think that was a different scenario in many ways, but he was 9 for 10. He was really effective. Like, if that's the version that you get with Joe Flacco, that's not a bad version either.
One more time. Sorry, buddy.
With you mentioned the preseason game. Are you talking about Gabriel or are you talking about Flacco in that instance? Because if we get that version of Flacco, again, he was 9 for 10. He had one incompletion. If that's the version that you get with Joe Flacco, it wasn't as no risky, no bisky, but that's because it really didn't set up for that in any way. Though he did have a nice strike to Fannin, obviously. But like, if that's the version of Flacco, that's not a bad version either.
Yeah, but that's for what? One quarter for 30 plays?
I mean, I don't think it's sustainable.
I think if you extrapolate that across 4 quarters, I think that gets easy to...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Plan for very quickly.
No, I do too. I think you're limiting what makes Joe Flacco special, but you mentioned one preseason game was throwing you off. That's why I asked, was it Flacco that threw you off or was it Gabriel that threw you off?
Yes, because I think what you saw with Dylan across the 2 weeks, I think that is how I think Kevin would love if Dylan Gabriel was his Brock Purdy. And we can have debate. You know how I feel about Brock Purdy. I actually think Dylan's got a better arm than Brock Purdy, although not the biggest.
Well, it's definitely stronger. I mean, that's not even a debate.
Biggest vote of confidence ever. But I think ideally, if Kevin across 18 weeks could say this is what the Browns offense is, I think it looks a lot more like what you did with Dylan Gabriel in preseason. Even though, by the way, again, I think some of it's vanilla and it's the offseason. Even though you did some of that vanilla with Joe. And I think what's the easiest way to get to Dylan Gabriel? Vanilla it up with Joe Flacco.
I mean, I think if you go to Joe until you are out of the playoffs or not even having a chance to sniff the playoffs, if that puts Dylan Gabriel in an uncomfortable position because the offense isn't set up for him and then he struggles because of that, then okay, fine. Then you lose a lot of games and then you're even in a better position to then take the quarterback you want in 2026.
I tend to think.
Like, I just don't look at Dylan Gabriel as some sort of long-term answer anyway, no matter what happens.
I think they do. I really do think they do.
I mean, I still think that they think of him as a backup. I think you and I think
they're backups. I think Daryl thinks he's a backup.
If right now they thought to themselves, we're not in on the 2026 quarterback class because Dylan Gabriel is going to be our starter in 2026, I'd be very surprised.
This is where the they of it gets very confusing very quickly. I think Kevin Stefanski believes in Dylan Gabriel. I think he thinks we had Coach Risland on, Coach Risland yesterday. I keep throwing that. He's the Rizzler. Everybody knows him as the Rizzler.
Coach Riz.
He's the most famous Rizzler on social media.
Everybody knows. Those kids have gone boom all the way down, though. I don't know where they are.
So have they gone bust?
Basically.
That's tougher to say. That's not as catchy. Strike that from the record.
Where did they go? They were everywhere for like a year.
I believe they went to Costco.
They're gone. Are they just live at Costco now?
Or did they switch alliance? Are they Sam's Club kids now?
No, they found one of those Coleman tents and just they stay in there now 24/7.
Now.
They went out to eat beef jerky.
I don't know that Andrew Berry sees a starting quarterback. I don't know Jimmy Haslam sees a starting quarterback. I think Kevin Stefanski looks at Dylan Gabriel as the guy to do what that's. If Baker Mayfield had done this, Baker would still be here.
I mean, if that was the case, if what you're saying is actually true, then it's a bad job by Stefanski not to get him to start week one. But I don't think he actually sees it that way. I think he looks at Dylan Gabriel as a backup quarterback. And if you can win 50% of your games as a backup when they do have the 2026 starter in there, then that's gravy to him.
I think they've already told you how they feel about Dylan. With how much they let him, and this is going to sound wrong, but how much they let him fail in the preseason. That to me is trust. If they know, hey, you've got this, you just need to figure out the production side of this, but your process, and that's how they feel about him. His process is exactly what they want. The production just wasn't. Shador's process is the issue, right? Literally processing the damn play call. But like, this is why those two quarterbacks are fighting different wars or different battles in the same war, I guess, is maybe the better way to put it. I think the amount that they gave Dylan Gabriel showed you that they didn't just treat him like a backup. That they were getting that kid ready to play. You don't do that for backups. Even rookies. By the way, you don't do it for third rounders in general. You sure as hell don't do it for third round backups.
I mean, it's not like they gave him like a million reps with the ones and everything. He had some reps with the ones, but it wasn't an overwhelming amount.
He had the second most amount of reps.
Yes, and by the way, as with the backup quarterback on a team.
I think you're confusing what will piss you off this year with what actually is going to happen. This goes back to the let's prepare ourselves for Dylan Gabriel to play. I think
we just don't see how they feel about Dylan the same way. I think you think that they think that Dylan's some sort of superstar in the making. I don't think that at all.
No, I think he's a system quarterback in the making.
If you're going to pass on 2026 and taking a quarterback there, you have to think higher than just a system quarterback in the making.
No, because system quarterback is not the derogatory term to Kevin Stefanski.
It was when he was trying to be Baker Mayfield as your system quarterback.
That's because it was Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield didn't bow at the altar of Kevin Stefanski.
I mean, they told us routinely in that whole entire Baker Mayfield experience that they didn't want a quarterback to be what's in that Brock Purdy range of 10 to 15th best in the NFL.
And I think the positional, the perception of the position around the NFL has changed. I also think they're at a different point. With Baker, it was, he's going to be a franchise quarterback because we're going to have to pay him $50 million a year. With this, it's, we just need somebody to stabilize the position and get out of the way of everything else so we can just win. I think you can win in short burst with a system quarterback. And I really do think, maybe it's Kirk Cousins. Maybe things can be the Kirk Cousins of this. I think Kevin Stefanski is a firm believer in Dylan Gabriel, and that's why I don't think any of this is a coincidence. And I don't...
I just think he believes in him more than he believed in Shador right now. And I think he believes in him as a, really ultimately, I think part of the difference, and Coach Riz did lay it out for us last night. I think he's 100% right. Right now, Dylan Gabriel can run an offense and he can be the game manager and he can be the system quarterback in that way. Whereas Shador's got more pop to himself. He's going to have a higher ceiling, and is going to be maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, just an overall better player. But Stefanski needs something right now that isn't going to turn the ball over, that is going to be able to run his offense and is going to be able to be competent.
Given that Stefanski liked Kenny Pickett more than Joe Flacco, I'm going to go out on a limb that might be able to support my girth and say... I bet you he likes Dylan Gabriel more than Joe
Flacco. The difference is whether or not he likes him to the degree of saying the 2026 quarterback isn't what we're doing.
We disagree. But I don't think Kevin's thinking about that.
He needs to be.
Andrew Berry is. No. He doesn't. He's a head coach. He's thinking about today. He's thinking about winning. He's thinking about saving his ass. He's thinking about getting to next year, not next year's draft.
No, if he's thinking about Dylan Gabriel as a long-term starter, then he has to be thinking about next year's draft and accounting for all this into play.
That's not how head coaches think. It's how GMs think. It's how you and I think. It's how they organizationally should think.
He's got a brain that's around the Browns. Yeah, he's thinking about the 2026 quarterback draft.
No. But he should be thinking about the offseason. Once you get into the season, you're thinking about, all right, what tools do I have at my disposal to do what I want so we can win damn games.
I don't know. If he thought he was this great, I just don't see it. I think he thinks he's someone that's competent, that he can put in the system, and if he needs to win a few games because Joe Flacco and the wheels fall off, maybe he can get you a couple, but I don't think he's thinking big long-term plans with Dylan Gabriel.
And I think competent and I think good enough, I think right now, is basically a kink for Kevin who's had nothing but dysfunction, drama, and bad quarterback play who, according to most people... who conveniently know Joe, or who I think conveniently espouse maybe some words that maybe Kevin would say if he were being honest. I think Kevin looks at this and goes, I finally have a quarterback that just won't screw this up, and I'm sick of doing all the other managing that I have to do.
Go ahead. Sorry.
216-474-0092. Should the Browns let Joe Flacco cook early in the season? We both agree on that. Then the problem is, if you're talking about ball control, if you're talking about running the ball more than you're passing the ball, that means you might be setting up for Dylan Gabriel and you might be neutering Joe Flacco in the process. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.